past five and I'm about to go to the biggest party I've ever been to in my life. But I've got a lighter in my pocket in case I need to talk to a stranger. I've also got my keys, my phone and my wallet. Catch you later. It looks a bit dark in there, am I in the right place? There's absolutely no way that John Slogle is an underground rave. My first initial thought is this is fucking sick. And then the irony of course is that I've stepped in someone's sick. Of the bouncers, and they both kind of looked scary, but they were so lovely and welcoming, and I'm flattered that they've asked for my ID. And I'm not built for this type of evening. I've only stepped out for a pint. I've seen no familiar faces, and 2 hours have gone by, and I can't tell you how many times I've heard Mr. Brightside, but I can tell you now it was more than once. It's the sound of my heartbeat as I'm getting on into the night, and I'm getting further away from the chance of ever being alright. To drink more. And what is John's mum doing that for on the dance floor? And how have I seen John's mum before I've even seen John? Also, I don't know who she's dancing with, but it ain't her husband. And John's mum's just clocked the fact that I've just clocked that she ain't dancing with her husband. And I wonder if John knows. But what if John clocks that I've clocked that John's mum's got with someone that we both met in year 9? It's a tricky dilemma.